Hernandez here with Scott Atkins, who's a representative of the Fire Brigade Union. And I'm down here at the Riviera Centre, where there's a consultation being had and sorted by the fire authority. So what I can see there's lots of people stood outside the building. What are you here for, Scott?
We're here to take part in the consultation process, the 3-month consultation process, which finishes on the 22nd of April.
So what is the consultation process by the fire authority about?
It's about they want to consult with the public over the cut to Torquay Fire Station.
And what are the cuts that are proposed for Torquay Fire Station?
The cut to Torquay Fire Station is named Proposal 10, part of the draft corporate plan that the fire service have put out. And the cut to Torquay will mean that we will be losing 24 frontline firefighter posts from Torquay.
And what are your concerns about the impact of that?
It'll have a massive impact on public and firefighter safety.
So why do you think they're proposing it if there are concerns around safety?
To be honest, I don't know. I've got to be perfectly honest with you. I can't understand why they would propose a cut to the front line at Torquay when only in 2007 we received a cut when we lost 12 firefighter posts when we were to dual crew the aerial appliance. And now, 6 years down the line, we're facing a further cut to 50% of our whole time front line at Torquay. Currently at Torquay today, you have 9 firefighters on duty as a minimum. If this cut goes through, you'll be reduced down to 5 frontline firefighters, with still exactly the same risk within the Torquay area, still exactly the same amount of appliances to crew, but with just the 5 firefighters. It's unbelievable.
That's quite interesting. I'm just sort of wondering what the current level of fires are at the moment in Torquay. Are we a high-risk area for Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service, a low-risk area? So are you able to sort of explain that a little bit to me?
We are a high-risk area in Torquay. We have a lot of high-rise properties within Torquay. We cover a huge geographical area. And one of the most important things is we have a lot of deprivation within Torquay. We are higher than Plymouth and Exeter for deprivation. And those are the areas that our service recognises are high-risk. They are where fires happen. And we have a huge amount of that in Torquay.
So in terms of the areas where there's less of a risk, are there still changes going ahead with their frontline services as well?
I wouldn't argue that they're less of a risk. There are changes going ahead in Plymouth and in Taunton also. They're losing frontline fire cover the same as we are here in Torquay.
Okay, well, I'm here to hear the briefing from the Fire and Rescue Service this evening. And what I'll do is I'll put a web link on with this podcast, Scott, so that people can go and have a look at those proposals if they want more information. And what was the deadline for the consultation?
The consultation finishes on the 22nd of April. However, due to the elections in May, the Fire Authority members, our 26 Fire Authority members, won't be voting on it until probably July. But we must keep people posted as to when that is, and we must still work hard between now and July to get the message out there that this cut is a cut too far.
Oh, so you may actually have some new elected members come in May that you then have to rebrief and get up to speed with all of this. So good luck with that. Thank you very much for your time, Scott.
No, you're dead right. Yeah, thank you very much.